now the president has tried to set up a panel to investigate the crisis. And the state government has sued him in court and said, no, you can't do that. This is the first lawsuit by state government against Yar'Adua since he came to power. And it's especially sensitive because, remember, he was one of the governors who installed Sharia, Islamic law, in his state when he was a governor. And so now there's a religious crisis in his state, and he's trying to act, and the state is suing him. It's kind of roles reversed for him.
Is this a serious jurisdictional or constitutional problem for the federal government?
Yes, it is. The legal precedents are in favor of the state's position. Now, the case is so serious. When a state sues the federal government, it goes straight to the Supreme Court. It doesn't go to any lower courts because it's a constitutional matter. So it's going to be very decisive when a verdict comes down. Although the law seems to support the states, there's an argument to be made that, you know, the federal government has an interest in the peace and security of every part of the country. So either way, there are going to be persuasive arguments on both sides.
Now, how does this compare to the issues a few months ago when the actual violence started there? And do you think that this federal-state jurisdictional dispute could mean a resumption of violence?
Yes, it does portend evil for that particular part of the country, because we have a situation where different camps are saying, we're not going to appear before the federal government panel because it's illegal. And then groups that are saying, we're not going to appear before the state government's investigative panel because, you know, they're biased. So it could flare up passions and tempers once again. But that said, it will be interesting if the Supreme Court curtails the president's powers to interfere with the state, especially since the president himself used to be a governor, and his actions as governor threatened the former president, Obasanjo, when he installed the Sharia law in his state. And Obasanjo struggled to contain it, and it created a crisis and violence and killings all across the country. So it's certainly a paradox. I hope the irony is not lost. I did pay a fact-finding visit to Jos, and for a city that I was born in many years ago, it was a very sad situation to see people in refugee camps, to see religious institutions and buildings desecrated and burnt. While I was in the country, the lawsuit was also filed by the state government against the president. The latest thing that has happened is that the Attorney General of the state has written to the Nigerian parliament and told them that they also cannot investigate this case. So it's getting pretty interesting, because this is the same state that Obasanjo declared a state of emergency in while he was president. So it's becoming a religious flashpoint in northern Nigeria.
What is the possibility of other state governments weighing in on the case that could influence the outcome of it?
Well, right now, it's not a situation that has come up with other states. And I think what will happen at the very most is that some of the states might say, all right, you know what, this is an interesting legal constitutional point. Let's also go to court and support the position of this one governor. So that could happen. It's very remote, but it's a possibility. What is most likely to happen is that all the states will watch and see how the verdict goes, because then it would have relevance for their own activities.